Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 40 for Monday, August 31st. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was slightly weaker in volatile trading Monday, pushed lower by the Canadian currency. Canola was down $1 to $2, with the nearby November contract down $2.90 at $474.80 per ton. The Canadian dollar was higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive on the international market. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were both lower, which pressured canola. The long-term technical trend lies to the downside, while financial markets were very volatile, which dragged down many commodity markets to start the day. However, gains in crude oil limited the losses. Adverse weather over the weekend in parts of the prairies was also supportive. Canola seems to have found some support under $470 towards $460. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were up 1 to 2 cents, with the most active November contract sitting at $8.84 per bushel. Prices were pushed upwards by a surge in U.S. crude oil prices. Lower temperatures in certain parts of the U.S. Midwest and milder temperatures should help development of the soybean crop. Values were pressured by continued ideas U.S. farmers will harvest another bumper crop this year. Many traders also worry China won't accept as many oil seeds this season because of the market volatility. Corn was 1 to 2 cents lower, with the most active December contract sitting at $3.72 per bushel. Weather forecasts calling for warm, dry weather across much of the Corn Belt weighed on prices, along with the advancing harvest. Many participants assume the USDA crop reading this week will show the crop's condition is improving slightly. Wheat was lower, down 2 to 4 cents, the most frequently traded December contract checked in at $4.81 a bushel. Cheap supplies of wheat from the Black Sea continue to make life difficult for U.S. exporters. There is little optimism right now the situation will improve anytime soon. Egypt bought 55,000 tons of wheat from Ukraine over the weekend. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, August 31st. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.